One Hour in Hell by Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Our text for today comes from the book of Revelation, chapter 20, verse 10. They will be tormented day and night forever and ever. Imagine what it would be like to spend an hour in hell. What a sobering reminder to reflect on, even for a moment, an eternity under the wrath of the Almighty God. It ought to arrest our hearts and awaken our consciences. Hell is not just an allegory or a scare tactic. It is a real place, a place of justice, prepared for the devil and his demons, and for all men and women who die outside of saving union with Christ. To spend an hour in hell would be to experience the outer darkness where there is weeping, wailing, and gnashing of teeth. It is to experience the full force of God's holy hatred for sin, without a drop of mercy to soften the blow. In this life, the wicked taste from God's kindness, sunshine, breath, family pleasures. But in hell, all these common graces are forever withdrawn. It is to be shut out from the presence of the Lord and from the majesty of his power, to face his righteous punishment for every evil thought, evil word, and evil deed. How unbearable! Yet Scripture speaks not of just 1 hour or even one lifetime in hell, but all of eternity, all of eternity. The punishment in hell neither purifies nor ever ends. It is eternal destruction, eternal fire, and eternal punishment. The worm of endless torment and suffering never dies. The fire is never quenched, and the conscious soul bears the weight of God's vengeance without hope of relief. I encourage you to imagine such a thing, not to cause despair, but to highlight the gospel, reminding us of the immense sufferings of Christ. The terrors of hell from which we have been saved serve to make the grace of Christ shine even brighter. Jesus bore the wrath of God at Calvary, so his followers would never experience even a moment of hell. He drank the bitter cup of damnation to the last drop. He was forsaken by his Father so that we would become Christians. We will never know what it is to be in hell for an hour, not even a minute, because Christ, our substitute, suffered once for all and for all of his elect. We will be forever in heaven with the Lord. Let such mercy humble us. Let it fuel our worship, deepen our repentance, and compel our witness to the lost. Lord, awaken my heart to the dreadful reality of hell, to the infinite worth of Christ who delivers us from it. Thank him for saving us from what we deserve. Give us a deeper love for God's mercy and grace. Let the shadow of the cross remind us daily of the judgment we have escaped, and our souls to worship Christ with trembling joy. Amen.